My name is Millicent Obaso. I'm a Kenyan woman from Western Kenya, and I'm a Luo by tribe. I am a mother of three, and my mother had 13 live births. Two died, one miscarriage, and I'm one of the 10 that survived. I can't really remember being a teenager, because as soon as I was old enough, I had to help my mother look after these children. And my father died quite early. Sometimes I think he had so much burden that he couldn't survive much longer. And because of this, I decided that I'm going to help Kenyan women and African women to regulate and control their fertility if they choose to, so that they don't have to go through what my mother went through. And that's why I decided for myself, I will have no more than 3 children. And you can see what a big change we had in one generation. Take my own situation, for example. I work as a reproductive health coordinator for International Federation of Red Cross in the Great Lakes and East Africa. So I work in 14 countries, and I almost live in a suitcase moving from one country to another. I mean, that was never heard of. I know you are going to ask me if I'm married. Yes, I have a husband, and my husband works in Swaziland. But what I want to say is that for all these things, there is a price, because the African woman is changing much faster than the man can cope. I have had one divorce. I'm not saying this is what caused it, but now when I look back, I indeed do appreciate that an African man is not used to a woman who is all the time traveling and having an executive job. So it is our role to empower ourselves, but it is also our role, I think, to help our men to cope with this. The painful process was that it was not seen as something necessary by my friends, my relatives, not even my own mother. My mother told me that, look, my own parents are still alive and they are together, and we come from a family where people never divorce, so I don't know how to deal with this, and I don't think I can support you on it. On my part, I felt it was necessary because the relationship was not working. I think the difficulty, let's take my tribe, for example, the Luo. We don't have the concept of divorce. We don't even have terminology. Once married, ever married. If you are not happy, the man will be advised to find a better woman and marry, but not to divorce. So, you know, he continues to accumulate the wives. And if a woman chooses to go away because she's not happy in that marriage, at a later date she can come back even 20 years later, and the clan will accept her. Secondly, the concept of a wife is really for the whole clan. Once you are married, you are not the wife of one man, but you are married in that community. You are a mother of that community. So when you talk about divorcing, what are you talking about? Who are you divorcing? Are you divorcing the community? Are you divorcing the clan? And what will happen to your children? And any woman who tries to divorce the Western way is seen to be setting bad precedents. So it is in the interest of these clans and the societies and the men that they keep their women and their wives in their community. Probably if I lived in the traditional setting, I would not have divorced, because as soon as there were problems, the relatives would have intervened and arrested the problem in time. But because we lived in this big city of Nairobi, things escalated to a point where by the time our parents got to know, we ourselves, we were ready to divorce.